listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 104. Hey, everybody. Kayla Lawrence here with the one, the only, the freshly groomed
and
John
nearly naked.
John Brownson. I am also nearly naked.
Yes,
so
you
yay.
Are.
Today, we're talking about the thing that happens wherever people gather, whenever they gather, at any place that they gather. Drama. But specifically, we're talking about
in
the BDSM community. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review wherever you're listening to us to help other kinksters find us. You can follow the show on Twitter at lovingbdsm or on FetLife at lovingbdsmpc. All links are in the show notes. So I have announcements.
Okay.
They're mostly quick.
Mostly.
Well, I make no
That's
promises.
Scary. Yeah, I know, right?
The first one, so last week in episode 103, we were recording on a Thursday, because that's when we record.
Right.
And I was like holding back the angst because our website was crashing on us left and right, and we had reached out for help, and help came.
Yes.
And help apparently carries a crop, a flogger, and a paddle. Because
hey.
And he didn't even have to whip us into shape.
Well, if that's what it takes to whip the website into shape.
He did. And he used, I'm sure it's a knowledge and technical know-how, but
yes.
I think of it as magic.
Mm-hmm.
A massive thank you to DomSign.
Yes.
Michael. If you want to follow him on Twitter and get to know him, because he's a real cool dude, at DomSigns. He's married to a good friend of mine, Molly Moore, who is a blogger over in the UK, and they together are amazing people. And
uh-huh.
He is an amazing tech guy,
yep.
And he has fixed us. So if
he stepped up, and I mean, I labored on that thing with everything I knew to do, and
right.
he just stepped in there and took it to that next level that I just couldn't.
I think he really just like twitched his nose and the websites went, oh no, we have met our match. And I think he used big D dominance against our little S submissive
websites.
And I'm okay with that. But I not only want to say a massive thank you. The other thing is, if you've kind of been avoiding the site, especially after we were like, it sucks right now, please, please feel free to go back and take a look. And if you have noticed how quickly it now actually freaking loads when you go to it, I will tell you I don't think it has anything to do with anything other than the way this website is built. There, it is, you can't be impatient waiting for things to load within the community. Like I've noticed when I respond to a forum post, it'll take a couple of seconds,
yeah.
But you can at least get to the website and you can navigate around it
right.
Now. So that was a huge, huge sigh of relief for us. We are extremely grateful to
mm-hmm.
him for that. He has helped me with KaylaLords.com. He's helping me. We're recording on Thursday. He's helping me right now with TheSmutLancer.com. He's my hero.
He's amazing.
I've already said multiple times that when I see him in London, I might have to kiss him.
And you have my permission.
I have Molly's permission too. We haven't asked his opinion.
Well, that's true.
I might not have his consent. So, you know, that's problematic. But yeah, like today when he jumped on after there was a problem with the cement lance, he was like, oh, I fixed it. And oh, you know, tell me this and whatever. I like really had a picture of me jumping on him in London and just like making out with him in gratitude. I don't know what that says about me either. But and because I know that some of you guys listening have interest in doing your own kinky things on the web, whether it's your own podcast or your own website, and some of you are already doing it, I am telling you right now, if you ever have any website issues, you need to talk to Michael, again, at DomSigns. Find out what he would charge for whatever your issue is. I don't know. I am not quoting rates to you guys. That's between you and him. But he is absolutely somebody to work with and to go to for help. He is worth every penny that you will pay him. Every single penny.
Yes.
So if you are a sex or kink site and you are struggling with your technical website stuff, please, please, please work with DomSigns. He's a very busy man, so I mean, you know, but he is amazing.
Yes.
And we love him.
Yes.
And I might have to jump him.
Yes.
Only consensually. And I don't, he's a big D dominant. I'm a little S submissive and I'm always submissive. So I probably would not actually jump him, but I would fantasize about jumping him. The next one is actually a little, I'm going to try and make it quick because not everybody's interested in this. So in a couple weeks, it'll be time for our annual, here are our favorite sex toys of the past year.
Yes.
And I cannot remember if the Mystery Vibe Crescendo made it to last year's list or if we tried it after the list was done and it'll be on this year's list. I did not do my homework and I did not research, so I'm not sure. But I have been an affiliate member of the Mystery Vibe Crescendo, a bendable sex toy, y'all. They actually have an infographic of all the different ways you can use it alone.
All the different positions.
Yeah, alone or with a partner. And I have reviewed it and we did love it. And I have done giveaways of the Crescendo by Mystery Vibe. And I just saw a thing that Glamour magazine named it one of their top sex toys for 2017. And as an affiliate, they are offering, they're letting me, with my link, give 15% off. And this is not a cheap toy. This is like a $180 toy because of all the technology in it. And through our affiliate link, people can save 15%. So if you've been hearing about the Crescendo by Mystery Vibe and you're like, oh, that looks cool, but I ain't got $180 for no damn sex toy, I understand. And I will link to that special offer in the show notes page. And I'm telling you this now so that if you are thinking, ooh, that'd be a nice sexy Christmas present to myself or to my partner or to our relationship or however you want to do that, that way you'll have that information and you can do that. And of course, with an affiliate link, if you make a purchase from an affiliate link, then I do make a small commission. We make a small commission, and all of those commissions go towards supporting the show and letting us do all the things.
I like doing the thing.
But that's not the thing I meant the podcasting community and website things.
Okay.
And speaking of which, I actually got a request, and I did not say anything to you about it.
Oh, good.
But I'm putting it out to the audience. I want y'all's feedback. I actually got a request from a listener and a friend. I mean, she is an actual friend, so her opinion might be a little biased, where she said she would love if we could do a second show in a week on a different topic. I mean, not like repeat our show, but two shows a week. And what I said to I said to her was, oh, the website has to be a lot more self-sustaining, and I gotta sell a lot more stuff off the Redbubble shop and sell some affiliate stuff to be able to do that. But if we could ever afford to do that, where, you know, then I would only want to do it if people would want to listen to two shows from us a week.
I know.
So I'm putting that out there to the audience. If that is something of interest to you, we can add it to the list of goals and of the list of things that people can help us accomplish by becoming a member, a paid member of the Loving BDSM
community. Or maybe a podcast and a video.
Well, we'll figure it out. Yeah, but the point is, these take time to make.
Right.
So.
Time and effort and...
And so, yeah, but I'm just putting it out there, if people would want to listen to us twice a week on a separate topic, of course, or even if it's maybe under the same theme, but in a different direction, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that part, but if there's interest in hearing us twice a week, oh my gosh, I can't really imagine. I mean, we come to you for an hour to an hour and a half every week. I feel like that's enough of me, quite frankly. But yeah, I'll put it out there to everybody and you guys give us your feedback. So.
2 times a week listening to you rant?
Well, I ranted last week and people apparently really enjoyed the rant. But you know, I don't rant very often.
No, you don't.
I ramble all the time, but I don't rant very often.
I think we both kind of did in our own way last week a little bit.
Well, it was pissing me off.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to rant again.
No.
I'm sure I will rant in this one a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, well, we're talking about the thing I tend to avoid.
You and me both.
And the reason we're doing this episode, this was actually suggested by a listener ages ago. It was after one of our episodes where we talked about how great the community is and go to a munch.
Sent an email.
He came back and said, I totally hear what you're saying, but I've tried and it's filled with all this drama and people are clicky and people are mean and what the hell am I supposed to do? And it's been sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. And the problem is, and this is like a lot of things we talk about, I don't have any easy solutions.
Unfortunately, there's not. And we're very lucky in our community.
We are.
We don't have that kind of drama here.
Or if we do, we just avoid the hell out of it.
Well, when it does rear its head, the leader of our community handles it.
Right. And, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Squashes it.
So in order to kind of get ready for this episode, y'all, if you've noticed, if you pay attention to the blog, feel free to follow the blog. Subscribe to the newsletter. That'd be great. then you can follow the blog. I always like to write a companion blog post to whatever the topic is.
Yeah.
So if you ever wonder, I wonder what they're talking about on Friday, you just should read the Wednesday blog post and then you'll have an idea. And I talked about the different ways to handle it when you experience drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I think before we even talk about handling it, I think the first thing to really talk about, and we have been guilty of this because we've had such good experiences, when people on social media and on blogs and in different places talk about, yes, you need to join your local BDSM community. Oh my gosh, it's invaluable. First of all, it is invaluable.
Oh yeah.
Once you find the right group. But the thing where we have gotten a little too kumbaya about it, because what we don't ever talk about is that people sometimes suck.
I'll light the fire and get the marshmallows.
Marshmallows. No, you're going to get me off topic. So this is the thing we have to just be upfront about. And I'm always been, go to your local community. It's great. And for most of us, it is great. But here's the reality. Sometimes people really fucking suck. That is the reality. We should not pretend otherwise.
People are people, unfortunately, in a lot of cases.
Oh, now there's that song is in my head. I'm not going to sing it because you know what song I'm hearing. You've got the song in your head now, too. And if anybody else who got that song in their head from People Are People, I won't sing. Don't worry.
You're welcome.
Just shout us out after you hear this and let us know so I know I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that, but what happens, it's sort of like the myth of DS relationships. We've been talking about that a lot lately,
mm-hmm.
where people have this idealized version in their head and then they hit reality and they go, oh, this is different. Well, the BDSM community is the exact same. A lot of us do have really good experiences with it.
Right.
Sometimes it's because, in general, the community, whatever, however you define it in your area, is a good community. And sometimes it's because we ignore the people we want to ignore. And we focus on the people that we like and we click with. But when you're new, that's really hard to do. You don't know who's good, who's not, who's the drama person, who's the liar, who's the backstabber. You don't know yet. And if you walk into a group and you immediately get a sense of, ooh, they're cliquish. And we have a really good local community that we engage with.
Correct.
We're doing better now than we had for a while.
Yeah.
But very close to us is another community that I've never had any major problems with.
Yeah.
But I have experienced the clicky feeling of this is our group and we don't know you.
Right.
And so then cold shoulder. Now I have.
Now I will say this about that group. Their munch, I had in the past, we haven't gone because there's time conflicts for that munch at this point. But their munch is very good. As well.
Right. The munch is.
The munch is.
It's one of those where they're a much larger community, and so they have a lot of different events.
Yes.
And that's the thing. Every event you go to has its own vibe because different people go to different events. So if you find your local community on FetLife, which really is still, in my mind, the best place to find your local community, if you use FetLife for nothing else, use it to search for whatever is going on in your town, your regional
county.
Area, your county, your however your area breaks itself up and divides itself. That is its best use.
That is a wonderful resource to use for that FetLife. Yes.
But depending on how vibrant your community is, you may be in a really small place where they only have one munch and one club, and it's all the same people. And if there are personality conflicts, it is going to be difficult. We're going to have to get creative, and we'll try and give you some ideas for that. But in other areas, especially if you live in or near major metropolitan areas, and not everybody does, I get that, but a lot of people do, you have a lot more options. And even within your same town, mm-hmm. they might have five or six different events. So what I would say is if you go to one event, do not judge the entire community by one event. And what I told somebody else, I might have been the person who originally asked this question, but I don't think so. I said, you know, sometimes we go to a munch, and depending on who goes to that munch that time, mm-hmm. I love our munch. I'll go to our munch any Saturday, right. any month we can. But sometimes it's a different mix of people.
Correct.
And the entire energy of the thing is off. Mm-hmm. So sort of like in kink, we kind of tell people, try to try something twice because the first time it might not have been quite right.
Two or three times even.
Right. To really know, unless... Again, with kinks, you'll know if you genuinely hate it and you have a visceral reaction. Yeah. But if you're kind of uncertain about it, you try it a couple of times to make sure you know what you were doing and you got the full effect. The events are the same way. You know, if you go to a munch and the vibe is a little off or you're a little uncomfortable that first time, consider trying it the next month because you might get a different group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Or... look in your area and see, oh, well, they do a munch, and I went to the munch, but I did not like the vibe. I kind of felt ignored. Oh, look, they have a coffee time on a completely different right. day of the week. Though there will be some of the same people who go to that. There are some diehard community people that they go to all the kink things. That's who their group of people are. But typically, you get different people. That's why there are all those different events,
yeah.
so that they can pull people in who can't go to a Saturday thing, but they can go to a Wednesday thing.
And, you know, this just came to my mind. If you don't like the munch that you're at and there really is a lot of drama and stuff going on, and it does happen, you know, are there people there that you do get on with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe what you need to do is, you know, not cut into the munch per se.
No.
But say, you know, hey, maybe we could... get together on our own time for coffee later.
Right.
And start a little coffee group or something with the people that you do get along with.
Right, because here's the thing. You know, we talk about, in very blanket terms, the community, because everybody has to start somewhere, and you're going to start most likely with the munch or a coffee event
social,
or,
yeah.
or a free class at the local dungeon or whatever. You're going to start somewhere. But this is not junior high school. You do not have to spend all of your time with all of the same people, okay? Find the people you like within your community and then do stuff with the people you like, okay? Now, we're all different. I'm an introvert, okay? And I'm a damn proud introvert, but I'm a hardcore introvert. If John Brownstone is not standing next to me, I'm probably not going. I have, but it was not pleasant. And I'm certainly not having a conversation with anybody, okay? Now, if I'm there as Kayla Lords, the person who helps run Loving BDSM and the writer, that's different. That's performance time. That's I'm on and I have a purpose. But I'm there as like another kinkster who's just wants some French fries and to talk to a kinky person. It's a completely different situation. And so I'm the type of person that is, one, I will ignore the drama because I don't get into drama because I don't have that kind of fucking time in my life.
Right.
But two, I probably won't strike up a conversation with somebody. I do appreciate the people who strike up conversations with me. And those will be the people, as long as that conversation was pleasant,
yeah.
that I will gravitate towards next time.
Right.
So... but other people are extroverts. They walk into a room and they want to talk to everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
And that's cool. I think you should be who you are, whatever that means, okay? For those of us who are introverts, or maybe you're just shy, you're not necessarily an introvert, you're just painfully shy, it will be slower going for you until you find a other human that you're like, oh, you are my human. Hi, I'll be your human too, and this will be fun. Some of you are going to have a crowd of 20 people that you consider your community, and some of you might have a group of three.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's one, it's not a competition, so numbers do not count. And two, it's about what works.
Quality over quantity is always been my...
Absolutely. Well, yes, because you're also an introvert. And it's about the people that you have a vibe with. So... if you walk into a munch and you're like, I'm not so sure about this leader, or that person over there is clearly a troublemaker. And some of us, we can spot them. We can spot them from a mile away and we're like, oh, I don't have time for this shit. That's okay. If you find one person, maybe you happen to sit down next to them at their table and you strike up a conversation. That's enough. And that's the start of your own
community.
So when we talk about community, I think we do talk about it in very, very generic, general terms. And it's because you have to start from a big place to whittle it down
right.
to your people. But you have to get out there to find your people.
And see, like with us, I think we have like a tier of community.
Yes.
Because we go to the Munch, our local Munch here, and we get along pretty much with everybody.
Every once in a while, I'll have a vibe about somebody, but I just kind of go, I have a vibe, and then I focus on somebody else. But yeah in general, we walk in, we're like, hey, how y'all doing?
And then from there, it kind of comes down to the people that we are closer to, that we associate with outside of that.
Right, the people we will go, hey, here we are at this kink event. Can we get together, just us?
Yeah.
I have one friend, she's coming to the wedding. I just got her RSVP. For a while, we were doing lunch or breakfast, depending on our schedule, every couple of weeks. Now, we've both gotten really busy, and our work schedules have gotten wild.
Life happens.
Right, so we haven't gotten to do it, but she's coming to the wedding. The other is officiating at our wedding.
Yes.
Like, that's how close we are. So, what, you know, some of you are going to, and I get it, it's already scary enough for some people to go out into their community. I've taken a lot of questions lately from kinksters who are very concerned about their privacy. And we have talked about munches in the community in past episodes. I know we've done one episode strictly on community, but I thought we had done another one. So I'll have to go find those and link to those in the show notes. But the thing I have to kind of tell people when they're worried about that is everybody, or nearly everybody in the room, is worried about it too. It's a common thread that kinksters have about privacy. But you do not know the connections you will make until you go. And if you allow one group and their drama to scare you off completely from the idea of community as a whole, then you're missing out. Now, a couple people I talked to, I said, okay, look, if your local community is really small and doesn't have a lot of events and all the same people are showing up, okay, that is a reality, especially in really small areas around the country.
And I know several people, if they were to want to, if they wanted to go to a Munch, it would be like a 2-hour drive.
And that's the thing. You have to look at it and see, is that an option for you? Do you have other communities in a drivable distance?
Yeah.
How long are you willing to drive? We know people who munch hop like every month, every Saturday, they're at different munches because they're just engaged. Part of it is we live in an area where you drive 30 minutes one way or another, you're going to hit a munch. You're going to hit a kink community.
There's like 4 or 5 munches in our area, in addition to the coffee socials. And
the cool thing is most of those leaders coordinate with one another and try not to overlap so much, so people can go to as many of them as they want. Some of you will not have that option. You will have to decide for yourself, okay, where is the next closest community? Is it a distance, one, I want to drive, I'm willing to drive, I can afford to drive to? And the answer will be different for all of you. And some of you will have to say, I can't, and I want to, but now is not a time I can. And to do a shameless plug, that is part of the reason why we have the Loving BDSM community, because regardless of how some people, even people we love, disparage the idea of kinksters coming together and learning anything online, that is where today, in today's world, the majority of us start.
Right.
So we recognize that sometimes our best friends live thousands of miles away from us. The people we connect to the most, we may never get to sit in the same room together and have coffee and talk about kink.
We need a TARDIS so we can gather all those people up and hang out together.
I would love a TARDIS. Since I can't have a TARDIS, I'm keeping the dream in my head of one day having a Loving BDSM live event so that people can...
Yes.
Right, that's the dream. But, so those are the other things. And I have, you know, I'm not a huge fan of FetLife. I use it as a tool, but I don't spend a lot of time there. But people I really do respect and admire do have FetLife groups and really do some good work on FetLife. So to avoid the drama, y'all, let's think about it this way. We talk about drama in the BDSM community itself.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the Munch and you get annoyed because somebody's an asshole, somebody's a liar, the leader is not kicking out the abusive people that you know are doing questionable things, right? That exists online too.
Yeah.
And in greater numbers. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, just shifted to a different medium and with way more people. So you cannot get away completely from the drama.
No.
You just have to find your tolerance level for it and how you will...
Correct.
And decide how you'll handle it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we did the blog post on different ways to handle it. And some of it is talk to the leader. Some of it's talk to the person causing the problem. Some of it's ignore it and go find something else. But I don't think we should ever pretend that there is not going to be drama.
I mean, I grant you on places like FetLife and social media, it's a little easier because you have that block button.
Yes, and you can block, you can delete, you can report somebody who's being awful. I kind of, and I know this is easier said than done, and this does have a lot to do with our individual personalities. For me, at this stage in my life, I can mentally block somebody who's sitting right next to me. Okay? I've...
Well, that's that mom brain you've got.
Well, I can block out anything because it's mom brain. But I make conscious decisions all the time about who gets my time and energy, right?
True.
And so there are times we all get wrapped up in it. You can ask a certain dominant sitting next to me how I can sometimes get caught up in how angry somebody makes me. that person will never know, but John Brownstone knows everything I think about whoever has made me angry.
Brain vomit.
Yeah, I'm talk about ranting. I'll rant when somebody makes me mad. But for the most part, when I'm in a good place and I can kind of control that, the people who cause drama, as long as they're not, you know, if they're doing something that I would consider abusive or illegal or questionable or bad for the community, that's a different thing.
Oh yeah.
But when they're just being people the way some people just are, and you think, oh God, I thought I got away from this when I was, you know, in high school, I pretty much don't. I'm never a total bitch. Like, I would never just be mean to somebody. But to me, they're just not there. They're a non-entity to me.
I understand what you're saying.
Because I try to turn my focus to the people who matter.
Right.
You know, I try to focus on the friends I have made or the people who are being nice, or sometimes it's the people who are being left out. I mean, we've all gone to kink or vanilla, doesn't matter. We've all gone into group situations where there's a feeling, sometimes that's perception, sometimes that's reality, a feeling of there being a clique and you can't break through that clique. And it's not a good feeling, and it shouldn't happen.
No.
And when you can, you should talk to community leaders to say, look, this isn't what you intend, I'm sure, but this is what's happening. But ultimately, you can't control what anybody else does. Right. You can only control what you
yourself
do.
Now, here's something I've noticed over time, too, is that, you know, the people do drift in and they bring their drama with them.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And if... It's strange because if they bring their drama, and if they don't get anybody that feeds off of that drama,
they drift right the hell back out.
Eventually, they just drift away.
Right, and you go, wonder what happened to such and such.
Yeah,
I know, and I wish I had easy answers. If you encounter drama at the Munch, do this. I can't.
Now. There was an instance a while back. I'm not going to say any names, but there was somebody in the local community that was really stirring the pot for a lot of people.
Mm.
And our leader, community leader, stepped up and said, look, you need to shit or get off the pot.
Stop fucking with this group.
Yeah.
I can see that about her. Yeah.
And you know what they did?
They drifted away, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
Really? No.
Nope. They cleaned their shit up.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it comes down to. And this is the other thing. And this is way easier to say than it is to do. But I'm saying this as one half of the duo who's putting their money where their mouth is. their money where their mouth is. Oh, I got that right. If you are doing everything in your power to help alleviate a dramatic community, help build up a community, help deal with cliques, the leader's not taking you seriously. The leader is the instigator. Sometimes the drama comes from the top down, and God, that fucking sucks, right?
It does.
So if you've gone through the things that we're suggesting, where you talk to the leader and that doesn't help, you talk directly to the person, that doesn't help, you look in your geographical area and you look for other options, and that's not an option, here's what I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you as somebody who is like, I've got way more gray hairs now because of this. Start your own goddamn community.
Yeah.
It's not. And here's the thing. I recognize how easy that is to say. Okay. Here's how it starts. Here are these two other Kingsters that you have talked to that you relatively like. They're mostly decent people. They don't like the drama either. Hey, on a non-competing day, because you never really want to, because then you're starting your own drama if you directly compete. Why don't we go get coffee? Invite the Kingsters you know and like. And it's a very, it's a slow build. It's a it's not something that just like, boom, happens overnight. But you start finding people. Talk to the people. Talk to people on FetLife. Have you ever noticed? I know this happens with us. Look at a FetLife group and you look at how many people have joined the FetLife group in your geographic area. And of course, some people don't live there anymore, but a lot of them do. And then look at the numbers going to the munch. If you've got 500 people who are part of that group and five come to the munch, they might be dying for something new.
Right.
They might have drifted off because they didn't like the drama either.
Correct.
Sometimes the way to bring about change is to do it yourself.
Be the change.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Thank you.
And I don't just mean that in a philosophical, societal change kind of way. Sometimes I mean that in a down and dirty, kinky way.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, that did sound good, didn't it? And that's not going to be an option for everybody. I understand that. But if you are at your wit's end and you are thinking, I fucking just want to have coffee with a bunch of other fucking kinky people I like, well, then suggest it. And realize that it's going to take a little bit of dedication, a lot of time, a lot of talking to people, a lot of proving. You can say things all you want, but you really got to show it in order to prove it, that you're not going to allow the drama. It does take being strong and being willing to stand up to people who cause the problems and say troublemakers are not welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not going to come in and divide this group and be divisive. You're not going to come in and air everybody's dirty laundry, which we're all Kingsters, all our laundry's dirty. but you're not going to, you know, talk air people's private details that you have no right to do. We're not going to allow questionable consent. We're not going to allow kink shaming. You know, we're going to have rules, and here's what they're going to be. And you actually have the power to do that. You do not have to set up a complicated website that dies on you every 5 minutes to do it. You can just invite some kinky people to coffee.
Yeah.
And start really small
mm-hmm.
and with the people you know you like. And eventually, if you do it long enough and you show up consistently and you make the space available consistently, you will pull in people who don't want the drama either, who are looking for an alternative.
Correct.
And then maybe what you'll have in an area where you don't have a multiple munches to choose from, maybe you'll be the reason you have multiple munches to choose
mm-hmm.
from. Who knows? And the thing you'll find, and I find this to be true, people I really, really like love our munch, and they love the munch that isn't off, or not the munch, the community that I don't get a great vibe from. They're not, it's not my vibe.
Yeah.
They're fine. There's nothing wrong with them.
No.
It's just not, it doesn't work for me, right?
Right.
They straddle that line. They find people on either side. They're the ones who bring people who don't think they'd like each other because they're in different communities together, because they can ignore the drama in one group and find something good about it. And then they can go to the next group, and if there's drama there, they can ignore that and find something good about it. And those are the people you really want, especially if you decide to start your own group in order to get away from what you see as problematic and that you feel you're unable to change or fix.
Correct.
I mean, in a perfect world, what you'd do is you'd find a once thriving or a currently thriving community and help. You can't stamp out drama, but you can help make
mitigate.
It mitigate. So, right. You can help it so that it's not the thing that sucks all the oxygen out of the air.
Yeah.
That would be ideal, but sometimes you can't. And sometimes what it means is you find your kinky people and you start your own group. And even if your group is three or four people, that's valuable.
Yeah.
You can learn from each other that way. And
that's
of course,
true.
I don't know. But I think that I have nothing witty to say at the end of that. I think that the best thing we can do as people, all of us, and I talk to people on Twitter and just online in general all the time who love our local community, and we're like, yes, I want to go do the thing with my community. And our experience is valid and good and genuine and true, and I think we'll win a lot more people to the side of get out there and go meet real people in person. But I think we also have to be really honest. Sometimes people just suck. Sometimes they do. And you have to, ideally, they're not the leaders and they're people you can ignore, right?
Right.
If they're the leaders and they aren't interested in hearing what, how you feel as somebody coming in new and, you know, they're not, they can't take criticism. Now, I will say the impetus is also on the person who sees the drama and wants to say something. It's sort of like the advice I always tell submissives. You can say anything you need to say, but being polite and respectful will get you way further. The same is true if you're an outsider coming into a group and you see a problem and it immediately makes you want to withdraw. Every decent community, kink community leader I know is desperate for more people. I don't care how big their community is. They want more. I've not met anybody yet who went, you know what? I'm good with these people here. We don't need to bring anybody else in from the outside. I would actually be very concerned if that's what I heard. So most of them are going to be receptive to somebody coming in and saying, you know, I've been coming to the Munch for a couple months. I was really concerned about it. You know, I was new and nervous. And I'm not feeling so hot about it, and here's why.
Right.
And if you can be polite and respectful and try to be as fair as possible in your assessment and in your criticism, you're going to get a lot further than coming up to somebody and going, you know that motherfucker who was just fucking here?
Yeah.
He's a goddamn cock. You know, you're not getting anywhere if you do that shit.
Exactly. You know, most people, especially community leaders, are open to suggestions.
I think they hear criticism a lot. I think they're...
Criticism is easy.
Right.
Anybody can criticize. And this is something that I have always felt in many ways. If you are going to approach somebody to criticize something, do it constructively.
Offer a solution if you can.
Yeah. You know, constructive criticism, people will be more open to that.
Yes.
Than just saying, this sucks.
Right. And if that's all you can say about it, you haven't actually helped the situation.
No.
Think about why it sucks. Put it into words.
What could make it better?
Right. What has set you back and made you kind of go, oh, I don't think this is my place. I don't think this is where I want to be.
Yeah.
There are reasons for that. And if you honestly want to make your community better, you need to find a way to find the words to explain that.
Right. And you know what? If you are shy or, you know, introvert, you know, I know.
A well-written email goes a long way.
A short message on FET to the community leader.
Right.
I know the one down south of us, the gentleman who used to run that, he used to get a lot of messages to that effect. And he was the type of community leader. He would read these messages. He would respond to the messages.
Mm-hmm.
And when at all possible, he would effect a change.
Right. And I think that's the other thing that you have to be realistic about. If you see problems in your local community and you want to let a leader know, sometimes what you perceive as a problem, they do not. Okay. I think we all have the right to respectfully and politely and calmly say, this is a thing that I see as a problem. Here's why. Here's, you know, how, you know, some suggestions here, you know, or I'm willing to sit down with you and talk about, you know, suggestions. I'm willing to help make this better if you are open for that. It's sort of like, it's a little bit of a power exchange here.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming at it from a submissive perspective. I can say those things to you, my darling daddy, as your submissive. You decide if you act on those things.
Right.
And I can't make you.
No.
And I could beat my head against a brick wall about it, but that's pointless
then,
too.
It's then for me to digest the information and take from it what may.
And so there should be no demand or even expectation that just because you have found what you consider to be a problem and brought it to the attention of a leader, that they will automatically jump on whatever your fix is or whatever your problem is or whatever your issue is.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't say something, but I think you should be realistic. And again, if it is a big enough problem for you that it makes you not want to be a part of your community and it doesn't get addressed or it doesn't get fixed or it gets addressed and the person still doesn't change their behavior or do something different or whatever, then it's time to look for alternative options. But I do have... I have problems with people who sit back and go, oh, that over there sucks. But I'm not going to do anything to help fix it, nor am I going mm-hmm. to look for other alternatives to get the same results. Like, right. I want to be part of the community, but I don't want to actually work to make the community better. Well, okay, that's how some people are, but I'm not going to be really sympathetic to somebody who constantly can find problems in a community and all the reasons why they can't join a community because of this laundry list of problems, but who also is in no way, shape, or form interested in helping to affect positive change. Mm-hmm. Even if that means the positive change is you start your own damn group. Okay, maybe I got a little ranty there.
Just a little. Just a little.
Sorry. Sorry. And I don't, you know, the thing is, this is my little anxious subby brain talking. I don't want to make anybody feel bad if they're dealing with problems and they don't feel like they can fix them. You can't fix every problem in a local community that you come across. Some problems are too big for one person. Sometimes one person can't do it. It takes a whole bunch of people. Sometimes even when a whole bunch of people get together, the people in, you know, perceived power aren't interested. Mm-hmm. But you have choices. And right. not all of them are easy, but you have choices.
Right. And another thought on that note is, you know, here again, we are very lucky in the local community that we have. Because, okay, maybe the munch is not right for you, but we also have rope communities
sure.
that meet. We have poly groups that meet.
We have swinger groups.
Swinger
that
groups
meet.
That meet. You know, fetish groups. All right. Maybe the munch isn't for you, but if you know, when you're looking on FET for the different groups, there may be other groups that interest you that will work for you.
Right, exactly. Think of all very few of us are just this one thing. Like, very few of us are just submissive. We are submissive and masochist. We're
right.
submissive and rope bunnies. We're submissive and something else, right? Very, very few of us are just this one teeny tiny, like, sliver of a thing, and we don't care about any of the rest. We have other interests, and sometimes we have things we might be interested in, but we haven't decided it's a full-on fetish or it's a full-on kink. We're just kind of interested, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if your BDSM community cannot provide for you what you're looking for in a community, and you won't always know what that is until you realize what you don't want. I mean, sometimes that's the easiest way to figure out what yeah. you do want is by eliminating everything you don't want. Think about the other things that you might be interested in within the entire realm of kinky BDSM, different types of sexuality and preferences and ways of
right.
doing relationships. And then, again, I have to say, as much as I'm not a massive fan of FetLife, that is the place to go find
it's a good resource for that.
And then
you know,
go visit a different group, a different type of group.
And again, it's like, you know, FetLife is like any other social media. It has its good points. It has its bad points.
Right.
Okay? Take the good.
Right. To the best of your ability, because we're all different here, to the best of your ability,
right.
ignore the crap. Ignore the stuff you don't like. And y'all, I'm a big believer in a lot of blocking, a lot of reporting, a lot of ignoring.
Yeah.
And it can be demoralizing times. It can be a pain in the ass. It can be really difficult. It can be a lot of things. But if you can find the one good thing that is useful to you and focus on that. And in FetLife, for me, that's knowing what the hell's going on in the community. Now, I actually stay away from that because I, being the person I am, would want to do all the things. And we are not in a position, not just financially. I think financially we would find ways to make it work. But in our lives with two young kids, we're not in a position to do all the things
no.
we want to do. And that is also a reality
yeah.
when you join the community. You're going to see a lot of really interesting things. And it's not always feasible.
No, you have to pick and choose sometimes.
We haven't gotten to go to FetishCon. We have
no.
a TPE, Total Power Exchange, circuit event thing. We haven't
every
gotten to go
year,
to that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's right in our
things.
Back door.
Thank you. I wouldn't even need a damn hotel room.
No.
It's right here. And because of our own constraints with childcare, and the kids just aren't old enough yet. Some things we want to do and we can't do.
Right.
And that is also a reality. So we make do with what we can do.
Exactly.
And, you know, we...
And that's slowly broadening as time goes by.
The kids do get older. I was just talking to somebody the other day who... his wife had just had a baby, and he's so in love with this baby, and he's like, she's got the cutest little feet, and I just want to hold her. And I'm like, I know, and it's awesome. I said, but she cries a lot too, doesn't she? Yes. I said, okay, here's the thing. I know you love her. You think your heart's going to explode. You love her so much. I said, but also she makes that cry that makes you go, oh my God, what is going on? I said, here's what I want you to remember on the times that get hard, those children will grow up. And as I just lectured a 12-year-old last night for 20 fucking minutes on his attitude, I reminded myself, these children grow up. So if you are also like us in a position where just the life you're living, maybe it's not even kids. Maybe you're taking care of a sick family member, right?
Being a caregiver.
Maybe you work two jobs or you have to work third shift and you just can't go to this stuff. You are not alone. You can still have your own community. Another shameless plug for Loving BDSM. That's why we do it, for the people who want an alternative or want something extra. But you're not as powerless as you think you are. You do have options. Sometimes the choices are difficult. Sometimes you have to choose between this and something else.
Right.
But I just don't want people to go into one kink community event, see the drama that's gonna be there because wherever people gather, there's going to be drama, and think that that's it. That, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing. What am I supposed to do? This is it. These are the people. Well,
there are options.
There are so many.
You know, find a different group, find a different munch, or start,
Go to a different event within the same group, because invariably different people are coming.
Right.
And that's why I think it's more of a growing trend, because for a long time, all you ever heard about was the munch. And then a couple of years ago, it sort of felt like it exploded. People talked about coffee times and game nights and all these different kinds of events. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're doing it is because not everybody can go to everything or even wants to go to everything.
Right.
So
now there are the social butterflies that do.
They go to everything. And I'm endlessly fascinated by those people. some of them end up being my friends, which I always find strange. It's sort of an odd couple kind of thing, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to anything. I want to come here to this one restaurant that I know and like, and I want to eat the french fries that I know and like, and oh, can I have the iced tea that I know and like, and I will talk to the people that I know and like. Please don't make me do anything that I don't know yet if I know or like. So, you know, for those of you who are like, but I went and there was drama, I know, and we as a community who celebrate the community need to be more honest about that.
Right.
We need to be, those of us who are in the community and are in charge of anything need to be more aware of that. And we, y'all, there is no utopia where we get rid of all the drama. Because one person's drama is another person's, oh, that was a fascinating conversation. So it's not always, you know, black and white and even easy to fix.
Right.
And if you got rid of everybody who brought their drama, you'd be sitting in a room by yourself.
You know, everybody in life has problems. No one is exempt from having problems. And what it comes down to is, yes, there are the people who bring the drama and they live and breathe the drama.
Oh, yes.
You know, there are people who have problems and, you know, they are actively seeking help and they make it better and it passes and it moves on. You know, we as human beings are, regardless of the fact of whether you're shy or introverted, you know, there is still that need for social connectedness.
Absolutely. All right? Absolutely.
And especially as kinksters, because it is so easy to feel isolated.
Yes.
Okay? Because, you know, the things that we do, you know, whether it's a power exchange or sadism, masochism, or bondage, you know, you it's very easy to get this feeling of, oh my God, am I the only one? Am I weird?
Am I
the
freak? Yeah.
So it's important to have that community, to know that you're not alone in this. And there are other people that love it and thrive on it. And there's nothing, you know, deviant or wrong about it.
Right. And I also think that it is important. My personal philosophy 99% of the time is to give everybody the benefit of the doubt the first time I deal with them, because you never know what another person is going through. You don't know what their life is like. You don't know what their health is like, mental mm-hmm. or physical. So sometimes you go to a thing and you see this person creating what you perceive to be is all this drama, and you dislike it. And you're like, oh, I'm getting the hell out of here. And that is your right to do that. Absolutely. I would never say somebody can't do that if that's how you feel about a situation. But I also think that sometimes the other people are just doing the best they can with what they know. And if we can show people a bit of compassion and if we can be empathetic to other people, sometimes you make friends with people that you thought were the biggest drama queens you'd ever met. And you could not believe that they were even here. And sometimes you help people. You know, what they needed was a kind word. And then maybe the demons raging in their head calmed the hell down. And they were like, oh, I can function a little bit better now because this person was nice to me. You never know what effect you have on another person, good or bad. True. So go out and find your community. Go out into it. Experience the different options it allows. And try to, when you can, when it's good for your mental health as well, be compassionate and empathetic to somebody who you might perceive as being a problem child. Maybe they don't mean to be a problem child. Maybe they're not trying to be a problem child. Maybe they really are. I mean, sometimes they really
sometimes
are.
Sometimes it can be, yes.
But I think if we go out into our communities, especially when we're new, with sort of a wide-eyed innocence, that's okay. You know, we're all very concerned in general. This is not a kink thing or a vanilla thing. This is a person thing. We are all sort of, as a society, very concerned about looking foolish, being made a fool of, being wrong, being tricked. I mean, good Lord, you cannot read social media about anything in the mainstream news and not see that people are all convinced that we're all being lied to all the time.
Right.
So it's just sort of permeated every other part of our culture. So we kind of walk into new situations sort of waiting for the gotcha, right? Like this
is the hammer to drop.
Right. Yeah. This isn't as good. Or, oh, look, that person looked at me funny. Clearly they don't like me, right? Like there's all these other underlying issues. And I really think that if we try as best as we are capable of to walk into a new situation, give everybody there the benefit of the doubt that they are all just trying to do the best they can too. It does make it easier to kind of see the real drama for the, that was just my perception and that person was really having a bad day kind of drama. And then from that point, you can kind of get a feel of, okay, how do I want to handle this? Is this somebody I can ignore? Is this somebody I really need to, I need to say something to them because this is too much? Hey, where's the community leader? Can they do something? Oh, maybe this just isn't my group and it's not the right vibe and I need to go find another group or make my own group or maybe I'll just stick online, you know, for a while until something else, you know, I just don't want anybody, I don't think we need to, one, go in ready to fight a battle that has not presented itself yet.
No.
And two, I don't think you should go in and immediately get scared off by the first person who looks at you funny. Like that's, I think it's two ends of an extreme that just don't, that's not going to be helpful for you or anybody else.
Absolutely not.
I think that's all I have to say about drama in the BDSM community. Do you have anything else?
I don't think so.
I think I ranted. Did I rant?
A little bit.
Was I kind of harsh?
Maybe not. Yeah. Sometimes people need a spanking.
My job is to receive, not give.
Oh, well, that's true.
Your job is to give. That's okay. I want, if anybody feels like I have come across as overly harsh, I want you to know it's because I genuinely have your best interest at heart. And I think that for the majority, there are always special circumstances and individual cases where things are just wonky. But for most of us, you can go out into a community and either fix it or be a part of it or make your own or find an alternative. We have more options than we think we do.
Yeah.
And it does not have, your community, just to reiterate, does not have to be the once a month munch with a bunch of people that you're not comfortable being with. Your community can be the three or four handpicked people, the two handpicked people that you love spending time with.
Yes.
That is a community.
Right.
And the more you sort of gather the people to you who fulfill you on some level and the energy exchange is good between you and the vibe is good and you want to be around them, one, sort of the more fulfilled you tend to become, and two, you tend to attract more, like attracts like, more people like that.
More like-minded people.
Will join you eventually and and then your community will grow.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, there we go.
There it is.
Huh, look at us.
Hey.
I know. Okay, well,
wow.
As always, if you vehemently disagree or agree and have added something else you can add to the conversation.
Or agree to disagree.
Right. Or have come at the whole drama thing from in a completely different way, and you have other suggestions that people mm-hmm. can use, please feel free to reach out to us.
Yes.
Twitter, livingbdsm.net, especially in the forum. Where we talk about the episode, FetLife. You can talk to us individually on our own social media accounts.
Or through Loving BDSM.
Right. All of our websites have contact pages. You can message us directly that way. So, you know, if you have encountered drama and you've dealt with it in a completely different way than any of the ways we described, please let us know because as always, we're trying to learn too. And I know that my way of handling drama is one, not always the best way, and two, definitely not the only way. I am an ostrich. I will stick my head in the sand. Like an ostrich that does that.
Yes.
Okay. Ostrich. Yeah.
You know, and the other side of that too, like with me, you know, yeah, I am an introvert, like you say, but yet I also lean to being an ambivert.
Oh, sure. You'll go out and say something. You like to talk to people. I want to take your introvert card.
But I think what's hardest for me in those instances is I am also a bit empathic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I find those situations to be draining, emotionally draining.
That I agree with as well.
And, you know, when I have to deal with a lot of that stuff, then I just kind of come home and just hide my head because I need to recharge.
Right, I have to shut down for a while, which is why I tend to ignore those things that I perceive as about to create drama, because I do not have time in my life for drama.
Which I'm sure there are other people out there that have the same.
Exactly. So anyway, wherever you fall on the experience with it, maybe you're a community leader and you have had people come and complain to you about the drama problems you have in your community. If you have suggestions on the best way to approach, or what's worked or what hasn't, or, you know, whatever, we'd love to hear that too. Like, just let's all talk about this, and let's not pretend that we are all holding hands and singing
Kumbaya
at the munch, because it just doesn't happen that way.
Would be nice.
I don't want to hold a stranger's hand, and I am not singing Kumbaya. Red to all of it. Red.
I think we need to push some boundaries.
Nope. Not doing it. Okay, so we are going to have a little bonus section in a couple minutes. So if you are a cricket or want to become a cricket and stick around for that, that would be
awesome.
Hang out
and join us.
I know. I don't have as much to ramble about.
Okay.
But that's okay. I'll probably find something.
You will. I know you.
We do have a postcard. So yes, if anybody's interested in that, we do have a postcard.
All right,
this week.
So let's do our...
Are you rushing me, Daddy?
Well, because you... Yes,
yes.
I am.
Okay. Let's just... Call it
Let's
what it
just
is.
Do it, okay?
Okay, y'all.
Keep it kinky, y'all.
We'll see you next week. Daddy, please. I'm going to lick your finger. Please.
Go ahead, lick.
You stuck your finger down my throat. Can I please talk to the crickets?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Yay. So we got a postcard. Where did the postcard go? Oh, there's
a
postcard.
You set it off to the side. There it is.
I know. And we got a postcard. And so it's our first postcard in a while, but I still have a stack from when we got all those postcards.
Yes.
At once. I have not responded
to those. We're grossly behind. We'll talk about the postcard.
Yes, Daddy. Okay, so this postcard comes from Las Vegas and from, the stampy thing went over your name, but I'm going to...
Ms. Kitty.
Ms. Kitty Pleases?
I think, yes, I believe so.
Well, definitely Ms. Kitty.
Yeah.
And if it's not Pleases, please correct me. So she, I'm assuming she, if I'm wrong, ooh, please correct me there too. It's the Ms. that makes me wonder.
They,
thank you. I'm getting better at that. It is my huge fear to misgender anybody. Like, it really bothers me. But they just started listening a couple of weeks ago. So holy crap, that's awesome to like jump right in and go, here's a postcard. Right. I love that. And they're loving the show. Yay. And these are not my words. It's a direct quote. There's not a lot of good BDSM podcasts out there, but yours is a keeper. And they're a sub to their Demay, and also a cricket. If you're sending a postcard, you're definitely a cricket. Even if you don't listen to all the bonus episode sections, definitely a cricket.
Uh-huh.
So yay, and thank you. And this is from Las Vegas, which I was one, both happy to see, and two, it then immediately made me think of the tragedy from a couple weeks ago. And I really hope for any of our listeners in Las Vegas that none of you were directly affected, either you personally or anybody in your family. And if you, but all of you are in our hearts.
Yes.
I remember when the Orlando shooting happened.
Right.
We are, what, an hour and a half from Orlando, and I was sobbing.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't even my direct community, and it really, like,
it hit home.
It hit home. So everybody in Vegas is definitely in our thoughts, but this is awesome to see, especially after everything that happened recently with the shooting. So that's our postcard. If you would like to send us a postcard, and we would love postcards, yeah. Our address is P.O. Box 391, Crystal Beach, Florida. Crystal Beach, Florida. 34681. Again, that is 34681. It is obviously a post office box. We check it about once or twice a week, but sometimes I get a little obsessive and I go, you know, every day. Well, that also, it's where I try to get all our sex toys sent.
Yes.
So if I know I'm supposed to be getting sex toys, then I definitely go as often as possible. But yeah, so it was really nice to get a postcard this week. And for everybody who sent a postcard, sort of waiting for you.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be taking time off in the week before the wedding, and my intention is to spend some time
doing
postcards.
Do that.
Right.
I know. Because we did have somebody ask about that.
I know. Well, and that was, I think it was her first time ever sending a postcard, and I was like, no, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was actually second.
But I think the first one, she hit, like, the jackpot because I turned around and did postcards, like, right after hers came, and that was not normal.
No.
There have been people who've gone, like, 6 to 8 weeks without getting a postcard in return.
Yeah, things have been very hectic here.
Well, we're just doing this little thing called getting married.
Exactly. Right. You know, it's been consuming a little bit of time, especially as it gets closer.
I know. We are recording on Thursday, so it is a week and a day from the time we're recording before our wedding.
Yeah.
And we are going to do our origin story. It makes us sound like superheroes.
I know, right?
Our origin story for the episode the day before the wedding, because it has been requested, and because I don't want to have to think too hard next week leading up
about a topic.
No. So yeah, we are going to do that. We have settled almost every detail. We've just got to make reservations for the family to get together for dinner the night before the wedding, and the place I want to go will not return my phone call, so I'm going to try again and we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's otherwise we're good.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps asking, are you excited about the wedding? And I'm like, no, I just want to be fucking married and eat cake. That is what I want. And I think.
I do. Where's the cake?
Right. Give me my fucking ring. Okay, we're good. I'm good. Am I wearing my dress? And is my hair going to look cute? And that's really all. Oh, my nails. I want my nails done. That is it. Quite frankly, you could have taken me for a baby girl makeover day and then taken me out to dinner for cake, and I'd have been happy.
You've been happy. Oh,
Here's what happened though. When we decided how the wedding was going to go and what we wanted the wedding to be like, I believe I was in a manic high. I am bipolar because I mean, it's not even a big, huge. It's no way a big, huge wedding, and half the people that I thought were going to come aren't coming. So the number got cut down drastically, which again does not hurt my introverted heart or my social anxiety heart, but. I had all these sort of grand plans in my head, and the closer we've gotten to it, I think, what the fuck was I thinking? We should have gone to the courthouse, gotten married by a justice of the peace, and just taken everybody out to fucking dinner.
I tried to tell you. You didn't listen to me.
Because I wanted the cute dress, I wanted my hair done, and I wanted the fucking cake. These are the things I wanted. So it is, I know, and part of me is going, I cannot believe I have put us through all of this. And it's not even, it's not that it's not what I want. Of course it's what I want. You know, but it didn't have to be as stressful, and it's not even a big wedding. So I don't even know why I'm so stressed out. But I'm less stressed out now that all the details are kind of like done. I just have to go do them now, so that helps. So yeah, in a week and a day from the time this show
goes live,
I know we'll be married.
Yeah,
I know. And he called me last week, and I said this at the sub meeting. For community members to do this, the live stream submissive meeting. You called me last week and you called me Mrs. Baby Girl. And I want a t-shirt that says Mrs. Baby Girl. That is what I want. I think that's perfect. That is what I want. So,
and I get one that says Mr. Daddy.
I think I would totally call you Mr. Daddy. I think I would even let other people call you Mr. Daddy. You know how I feel about other people calling you Daddy. But I think I like that. We need shirts. We need to talk to Kinky Cloth. That's right. What we need to do.
Yes, we do.
And say, hey, can they would totally do it.
Yeah.
But I don't have money to spend on that right now. So
let's get past the wedding first.
Right. There's so many things we need to do after we get past the wedding. Just a reminder, because if you're a cricket, you are more likely to be a community member than if you're not a cricket. You have a dominant meeting Saturday night.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Yeah, don't be like me. So I just reminded you on a Thursday for a Saturday night meeting. You want to know why I remembered the sub meeting for Saturday night that starts at 8 o'clock?
Like Eastern? 3 minutes after 8.
8:04 when China Doll tweeted me. She's like, I'm here. Is this where I'm supposed to be? And I'm like, holy fucking shit, I'm coming. Yeah. And I was close to tears when I realized what I'd done. I pride myself on being very organized and showing up early and having my shit together. And the past couple months, I have not felt that way at all. And it's not just because of the wedding. A lot of people would blame the wedding, and it is not. It's just other stuff. So maybe by me saying it out loud to you on a Thursday when we record, you will do better at remembering.
I hope so.
For Saturday. And to the dominance, or because I kind of have a feeling about this, to the submissives who listen and then tell your dominance, hey, you need to go listen to the episode. Because I know y'all. The dominants are cracking me up. So at the submissive meeting, there's like a handful that will go to the live stream if they can, if their schedule allows. And then several people who go back and watch later. And that's why we do it that way. So if you can make it, great. And if you can't, you have it to watch later. That's what we want to do. The dominant meeting, the dominants do not come to the live stream, but they do watch it later. I look at the numbers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, it's okay to admit you're watching a live stream of one dominant talking to another dominant. It's okay, y'all. It's a safe space. Actually, I know people's schedules conflict and it can be really hard.
Right.
And that's why we do it the way we do it. We do the live stream as a benefit, but we make the video available as a benefit. So we're not going to change that. I'm really just teasing. But I'm just telling you, dominance, it's okay to show up as being a viewer for the live stream. You still have plenty of big D cred if you go. And for anybody who's like, what are they telling about the live stream? That's for the kinky fuckery level, $7.99 a month. We are talking about restructuring our pricing to have just two levels, free and paid. And I still want to do the thing for couples and poly families.
Yes.
But we had to get past this website issue.
Right.
And it was such a big fucking issue.
Yeah.
And I think, one, we've gotten past it. And two, Dom Science is my new best friend. And so I think as much as he is capable of, he will help us in the future.
Yeah.
So we can start like looking to the future. And we are going to have a membership drive.
Right.
We have worked with, I don't know how many of you remember, we tweeted about it. And I think we talked about it in an episode. But we have custom keychains that a wonderful listener is making for us. And we're going to, we're working with him to sell them through, it'll actually be the Kayla Lords store because that website is set up for products.
Right.
But I'm thinking that might be a good giveaway for the membership drive if you become a paid member.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other thing is for people who become paid members during the membership drive, we'll also do another giveaway for a year free membership. Mm. So to encourage people to sign up and maybe you get it for free. I only want people to just sign up as a paid member if they can afford to be a paid member.
Correct.
You know,
right.
We keep our rates really reasonable for a reason.
Yeah.
And we don't think anybody should go broke just to learn about kink.
No.
But there, you know, some perks and benefits to it if we can do that.
Definitely.
So,
and you know, even if you don't want to become a member but you want to support us, you know, there's
lots of ways
to
do that.
You know, Patreon.
Yeah. I do have several. I still have several patrons on Patreon. Our Redbubble store.
Yes.
Any of our affiliate links. If it's something, it should only be something you genuinely want and it will benefit you. You know, we try to have enough options to hopefully hit people. But the thing is that the more you guys can support us in those ways by getting something of value for yourself as well, then the more that frees me up from doing other client work, and then we can create more content for the community,
right?
Which is ultimately what we want to do.
Yes.
I have a couple of I've said this before, I have a couple of book ideas in my head. I have a couple of course ideas in my head. My other plan, I don't think it'll be by the end of the year, but maybe, is to do a survey of listeners and the community to find out what you want more of, so we can provide that. So yeah, there's lots of stuff.
Right.
And now that the website is not crashing every five fucking minutes, I can think about those things again.
We can move forward with a lot of this stuff bit by bit.
But first, you know, let's get married.
Right. Let's get that under the belt.
Yes. So I think that's it.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo.
Oh, on another note, I got a Brazilian wax today, and so I'm a very happy girl.
And I got a haircut, and my beard is trimmed.
I know. So when your face is buried in my cunt, it's more of your face and less of your beard gets in the way.
Yeah.
And I will feel more because there's less hair there.
Right.
So life is really good right now. These are the things we think about, y'all. So.
All right.
Okay. We're.
Are we good?
Vaguely. We try to be.
Best we can.
That's all you can do.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
That means we have to stop talking.
Yes.
Damn it. We love you
guys. We love you guys.
You're awesome. Thank you for listening to us. Bye.